Hey there, how you doing? I hope you've had a fantastic week. It's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for May 29th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So unlike all of them made by Google phones previously, the Pixel 4a will only be available in one size when it launches later this year. Google, unsurprisingly, did prototype a larger model that happened to leak last month. Now, thanks to pictures provided to us, we actually have a glimpse of what the Pixel 4a XL could have been. In early April, an eBay seller based in Shenzhen, China, listed a Google Pixel 4a XL replacement new battery back cover door, well, that is a mouthful, for sale on the site. Still in stock today, it's positioned as a replacement part, which is of course a common practice. Of course, there are telltale signs that this isn't actually a replacement for consumers, starting with the fact that the 4A has yet to be announced. Instead of the G logo, there's a custom symbol used by Google to mark and therefore possibly track early units. According to Inner Markings, this outer case was constructed way back in September 2019. This Pixel 4a XL case back is most likely a prototype that Google manufactured in small quantities for testing. It's not clear though if the phone ever reached the mass production stage though. That said, it's really hard to describe on a podcast, but in essence, imagine the Pixel 4 with a rear fingerprint scanner and a matte white finish. Alternatively, if you want to check it out for yourself, go and view our mini gallery on site right now. Voice dictation is a really handy feature for getting out a message if you can't type manually, but the usefulness of that feature relies heavily on how fast and, more importantly, how accurate it is. In a recent tweet that has since gone viral, we're reminded just how much better voice typing is on a Pixel phone compared to it is on Apple's iPhone. James Cham from Bloomberg Beta recently tweeted a video where he put a new iPhone, presumably meaning the 11 series, side by side with a Google Pixel 3 XL. In the test, he fires up voice typing on both that Android smartphone and an iPhone, mainly to just show how much faster Google's voice typing is. The results are frankly pretty incredible and show just how far behind Apple's keyboard is. That's not even to speak about how much better Google's models are with accuracy. Looking just at the results on the iPhone, there are several major typos. A big part of the difference on the Pixel side in terms of both speed and accuracy comes down to how Google handles the voice models for typing. Both Android and iPhone can handle offline voice dictation, but Google allows Pixel owners to download the entire voice model for English to the device itself. That allows the phone to handle real-time voice dictation that's just as accurate as if the data were headed to Google's servers. And clearly, it's still more accurate than what the iPhone delivers. On June 3rd, the initial two-month promo for Stadia's free tier will end and be replaced by a more standard introductory offer. Regardless, all will benefit from June 2020's six brand new Stadia Pro games. Last month effectively saw four new Pro titles, with PUBG becoming available alongside the third Stadia Connect event. June sees a notable jump to six games being added to the monthly $9.99 subscription, starting with Little Nightmares. Get Packed also joins, which was launched last month. It's a co-op moving game that normally costs $19.99. Power Rangers Battle for the Grid will launch on Stadia as a pro title too, as well as shooter Panzer Dragoon Remake. Meanwhile, Super Hot is a first-person shooter where time only moves when you do. It's also coming as a Stadia Pro title on June 1st. On June 16th, The Elder Scrolls Online will launch and become available for free on Stadia Pro. The multiplayer RPG includes the Morrowind chapter with PC crossplay support and cross progression. The latest Stadia Pro titles will go live at midnight Pacific time. You can visit the Stadia store on Android, iOS, or web to claim the Stadia Pro games for June 2020. Of course, they will join the existing Pro games carousel, or you can look manually for each individual listing. And finally, the affordable Pixel 4a hasn't even surfaced yet, but with a delayed release cycle, it has us thinking even further forward and therefore about our own Pixel 5 wishlist. We already know that the late 2020 made by Google phone isn't likely to come with what we'd consider flagship specifications and internals. Instead, it looks like Google is going to adopt a more software and experience-driven device that will undoubtedly leverage clean, unobtrusive software to leave an indelible mark in other ways. Be sure to go check that out along with a video from yours truly explaining how and why we've come up with our own wish list for the next not quite Google flagship. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with all the very best deals on Google gear and more this week.
This weekend's best Google-friendly deals over at 9to5 Toys include Acer's Spin 15 Chromebook, which has a 2-in-1 design at $379. That's a $70 savings from the regular going rate and the first discount we've seen in 2020. You can also save on JBL's popular Link View with an 8-inch assistant-enabled screen for $100. That's down as much as $200 from the usual price. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
So that was a snapshot of all of the top news stories. For further insight, be sure to head over to 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favorite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast available every Wednesday.